today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Super Shuttle is a victim of its own success, and we tell you the worst days to drive during Christmas and New Year's holidays.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 3:20, we review an interesting Uber story, give you tips on how to identify counterfeit alcohol, and lead you to a story about Disney Fast Passes.
In the second half of the show today, we celebrate a Travel Guy's Christmas. We have gift cards from Home Depot, Southwest Airlines, and Macy's to share with you.
We just need you to share your own favorite travel tips with us. Last Christmas, you had some terrific ideas, so help us turn the tables and let you tell us how to get around better on the road.
Be thinking about your travel tip, and we'll have more instructions later. The travel tip giveaway starts after the news at 3:35.
Ho, ho, ho!
It's time for the Santa Claus edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Look to Alaska. I go north, the rush is on.
All I want from them and man.
I come from a la-la-la-la.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, hello there. Top of the season to you. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys every Sunday, 3 to 4 here on KFBK. Mark actually is a travel guy 24/7, to be honest with you. And then we come and play Travel Guys on the radio. Also, if you check out our website, travelguysradio.com, there you can find links to a lot of the stuff we talk about, as well as a lot of other cool information that's fun, entertaining, and makes you a smarter traveler. Looking at Mark Hoffman here, you would never know that yesterday at this time, in fact, even less than that, he was in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah, got on a plane this morning early.
The alarm went off at 11:45 Pacific time. That would be 11:45 p.m. Pacific time, quarter to three in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then over to Newark. If you're thinking about flying to New York in the next couple of years, if you haven't been paying attention, LaGuardia Airport is under construction. They're literally building a new airport on top of the old one.
How do you do that?
If you know anything about the old one, it was a mess. So imagine trying to build a new one as one piece at a time you tear down the old one. The new United Terminal is open there, but it's just a zoo. So if you are flying to New York City and you can make it into Newark and take the train into Times Square or onto Manhattan Island, that really is by far a superior way to go for the next couple of years, because if somebody is picking you up, even if you're not parking a car there, you know, you're from California, you're flying in, you're going to rent a car or you're going to take an Uber or a Lyft into the city. It's just a circus. I mean, there's no place for people to park or pick up or get out of. So just know that if you're going to be a smarter traveler and you can avoid LaGuardia Airport for about two more years, it's going to be very nice when it's completed, because the new United Terminal is beautiful. You get off the plane, then you have to walk it's kind of like the perp walk to get down to the old baggage claim, because they're literally, as you said, they're tearing the airport apart one piece at a time and replacing it. And of course, the piece that they tear apart has to be replaced before they tear it apart, because the airport has to keep operating. So it's a pretty interesting place right now. New York City, speaking of crowds, my goodness, the official crowd count for Times Square last night was 182 gazillion people.
Wow.
And that would be G as in gazillion.
Now, I understand you got a chance to see a little Christmas show?
I did. We went and saw a brand new Cirque show that was being performed in a theater at Madison Square Garden. So I don't know if this show is all over the country yet or it will show up next year, but it was called The Night Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to a Cirque show, you know that Cirque du Soleil, which is a circus, but has no animals. They're all human animals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about acrobatics and amazing choreography. Amazing choreography. The show, the music, and they took Christmas songs and did things with them that you would just, never imagine. So Cirque du Soleil, I've never seen a bad show of theirs, and the new one, Night Before Christmas, was really good. I was in Fort Worth.
Yeah, we talked to you last week.
Yeah.
And while you were in Fort Worth for the National the Tour Association convention.
We were, and something really cool, the Broadway folks bring in every year, because tour operators make up a reasonable portion of their business, and there are several hundred of us there, so they bring in people from four or five shows on Monday, which is the day that the shows are dark, and perform a song or two for us, and we kind of get a little miniature Broadway concert. It's very nice every year. So this year they did something that was just amazing, I thought, and this show is coming to Sacramento this spring. So if you haven't bought tickets yet, do yourself a favor and go see Come From Away. It's really a great, great show. Anyways, about the post 9/11 and what happened to all the international plane flights and how many of them landed in Gander, Newfoundland. The cool thing about this time, though, was they brought an actor and an actress to perform for us a song from the show. And then they brought out the two people who were the actual people that the actor and actress played in the show, and talked a little bit about the show itself. I thought that was just amazing to have the people there that were being portrayed on the stage. So if you get a chance to see Come From Away, it really is an amazing show. So it has been a busy week. I ran all the way across the country here to be here with you all this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Well, thank you so much. And you came bearing gifts, which we will give away on the back half of the program. You'll be thinking about your travel tip. If we're going to put you on radio and give you an opportunity to share a travel tip with us, and Mark's got a handful of gift cards from, what do we have? We have Home Depot, Southwest Airlines, and Macy's, and we're going to share those with you. Again, that'll be after the news at the bottom of the hour. And speaking of news, at the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we bring you the travel news. Mark, what you got?
Thank you, Mr. Huey Lewis. And the news, Super Shuttle. We mentioned this. Some folks have probably already heard about this. We noticed a couple weeks ago at the Sacramento airport that, my goodness, there didn't seem to be any activity at the Super Shuttle counter. There was nobody behind it, nobody in front of it, no vans outside. And that's because actually Super Shuttle is shutting down permanently December the 31st, but they have already shut down in a number of cities, and Sacramento is one of them. So Super Shuttle is no more. And I said in the headlines they were a victim of their own success, because I really do believe that Super Shuttle was, you know, they were kind of one of the first entries into this shared economy sort of thing. You know, you called Super Shuttle and you were willing to put up with one or two other pickups on the way to the airport in order to get a fairly reasonable price to get yourself to the airport. When you came home, you went to the Super Shuttle counter and you ordered your car, and usually within 15, 20 minutes while you were on your way home, oftentimes, once again, sharing a van with somebody in order to, or somebody's, in order to reduce the cost. And I really do think that some of those things is what started the sharing economy wheels turning. And here we are a number of years down the road, and now Super Shuttle is going out of business.
There you go. You know, it only takes one rat to chew through the wall, and then everybody else follows.
Super Shuttle plans to honor all reservations and walk-up requests for service through December 31st in the cities in which they are still operating. According to the Los Angeles Times, they cited a variety of factors for the shutdown, including increasing costs and changes in the competitive and regulatory landscape.
There you go.
That have called into question the economic and operational viability of the company's operations. So Super Shuttle will be no more. The blue vans are going away. This is kind of an interesting story. In Oakland, the city council decided that they were going to bring a cruise ship, an old cruise ship, to dock and serve as housing for up to 1,000 homeless people in the city of Oakland, which has seen a spike in, like many cities, in homeless people in recent years. And the cruise ship would not be bought by Oakland, but they would lease it, and residents would have to pay for a room based on their income. But the Port of Oakland says, wait a minute. My spokesman, Mike Zampa, told the Chronicle, he says, no, emphatically no. Having a cruise ship docked at a port used primarily for cargo ships creates all kinds of issues. he says. How do you hook it up to utilities? You can't have unauthorized personnel walking back and forth through marine terminals. Those are federally regulated facilities. You need a badge to get in and out. There's also a lot of big and heavy equipment rumbling all around through those facilities. So kind of a good idea, but maybe not thought out real well by the people who proposed it, as the man on the dock there says, wait a minute, folks, this doesn't work for a whole lot of reasons. I pulled this story, Tom, because I thought that you would be interested in it. You have family in San Antonio. In fact, are you headed there next week?
I am. I'm headed there over the Christmas. We're going to be flying out of Sacktown on Christmas Eve.
Well, my goodness, Southwest has announced quite a few service increases. Almost all of them relate to San Antonio. Unfortunately, none of them are Sacramento nonstops, but they're going to go to Denver more times a day, to Houston, to Los Angeles, to Midway. So there will be more ways to get to San Antonio, which is a great city, by the way, a wonderful place to visit, and especially at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. The lights and stuff in San Antonio are just gorgeous. So those schedules are going to go into effect next summer. United Airlines is adding a bunch more flights out of their Dulles hub to Madison, Wisconsin, Bangor, Maine, Akron, Canton, Philadelphia, West Palm Beach, some things that are probably not of too much interest to Sacramento folks, except unless you take the flight to Dulles once a day and you're connecting out of there. Having more connecting options would be good. And here is the annual J.D. Power survey on airline service, customer service. We talk about these things a lot, Tom, and you know, they come out now, Wallet Hub, and all these people have practically got one of these a week. But the J.D. Powers one has always kind of been considered the Bible. It's always kind of been the one that people put the most value into. And here's what they say about airlines for customer service. And they've measured it on a number of different criteria, but the biggest one being how many customer satisfaction, how many complaints are there per 100,000 customers to the Department of Transportation. Southwest is the lowest, not surprising, 0.35. So Southwest gets one complaint for every 300,000 passengers. Alaska and Delta are next at 0.51, along with JetBlue. Hawaiian, those are the best. The lowest, guess what the two lowest airlines might be, Tom? The worst, the most customer service problems.
Well, let's see. Does one start with an S?
One starts with an S.
And does the other one start with
the other one starts
F?
With F. You got it. Yes, you've been
so
paying
S
attention.
And F.
Yes, yes. Spirit and Frontier. to give you an idea, Southwest has a third of a complaint per 100,000 passengers with the Department of Transportation.
Wow.
Spirit has 2.97 complaints per 100,000. Now, you might say that's not very many, but people have to jump through a lot of hoops to make a formal complaint with the Department of Transportation. So you can say that clearly. Spirit gets eight times as many. Frontier gets seven times as many complaints. United gets six times as many complaints as Southwest does. So when we talk about the fact that Southwest is, in a lot of people's opinion, the best airline, these scores from J.D. Power do definitely line up. They also talked about foreign airlines, top to bottom quickly. Foreign airlines, Turkish, Virgin Atlantic, British Airways, Delta, KLM, ANA, American, Air Canada, China Eastern, and United make up the top 10. So that's best overall customer service. Alaska, JetBlue, and Southwest standing out among the best, and Frontier and Spirit at the bottom. And I'd have to say, as a man who spends a lot of time in airports, they pretty much nailed it. Those are the three that do the best, and those are the two that do the worst, and the rest of them are pretty much in the middle. Depends on the day of the week.
They could have just asked you instead of old John David Powers.
That's your travel news for today.
And we are the travel guys. Actually, his name is Power.
Yes.
And
J.D. Power.
Right. He gets possessive once in a while. Yeah. All right. Coming up next here on the Travel Guys, some interesting stories about Uber that we're going to talk about, and some tips on how to identify counterfeit alcohol.
And then we've got some prizes that we're going to give away.
Yeah, and I'm interested about this story about Disney Fast Passes. You know, that's one of my fixations. There you go.
I got some tips for you.
All right, it's all coming up next here on The Travel Guys.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like
You got it. We are the travel and entertainment guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you. Mark, let's get at it here. We got a little bit of time. Should we talk a minute about our giveaway?
Let's do. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to do after the news at the bottom of the hour. We have a whole slew of $50 gift cards here from Home Depot, Southwest Airlines, and Macy's, so you can fix up the house. You can buy a present for yourself or somebody else, or you can cut the cost of your next airline ticket, whatever you want to do. And whoever has the best travel tip in the back half of the show will win not only the $50 card of their choice, but did I mention that? You get the card of your choice. You can tell Luis which one you want, and the best tip will win a $100 Olive Garden dinner card. So you can, you know, you'll be in the chips if you've got a really good travel tip.
There you go.
You're going to share it with us, and we're going to put you on the air, and that's all going to happen starting at 3:35. So be thinking of what is your best travel tip.
Right, and it'd be okay if it's a travel tip that that you actually got by listening
Absolutely.
To this program
at some time. Especially if it's one that you use. Listen, the very first travel tip that we did when this show started, which we were both a lot younger then. When was that? 6-7 years ago, something like that?
Longer than that.
It's been a while.
Let me guess. It was arrive at the airport 2 hours
no,
early?
No, it wasn't. It was to put a lining in your suitcase.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To put, you know, use those old cleaners bags, dry cleaning bags, as a liner in your suitcase or a trash bag or something because, and here we are into the winter again, and I'm reminded that the weather may be great in Sacramento, but it may not be great in Denver or Dallas or wherever it is that you're connecting. And, you know, your bag's out in the tarmac. Also, remember that ground crews are not allowed to work during inclement weather. So they unload your bag, and then the thunderstorm hits, and your bag's kind of sitting out there for a while. So,
and they don't always pull those covers
over
the luggage.
They don't. It's not a foolproof system.
Yeah.
So, and if it's raining and they're unloading bags and stuff, I mean, you're going to have some problems. So put a lining inside your suitcase, yeah, and you will, and then you will save yourself a lot of grief. There's nothing worse than heading off to a convention or a bunch of meetings and stuff. You've packed all your clothes, you get to the other end and you open your suitcase and half of it is wet.
There you go. So you be thinking about your travel tip. We'll tell you when to call after the news at the bottom of the hour. One correction, Mark indicated earlier to me and to Louise that you don't have to pick your card until they call you, so you can think about it for a while. You don't have to decide immediately.
Yeah, we'll call you back and get all that lined up. So just call in, and we'll give you the numbers here before we get to the news. We have some smart. This is our Smarter Traveler segment, Tom, and I've got several different little things here. Let's go to the Tom Romano thing first.
Let me guess. The identifying counterfeit alcohol?
No, the Disney Fast Pass.
The Disney Fast Passes?
You're not that big of a drinker.
No. But you know, I certainly want to be able to identify bad liquor. That's for sure. I'll be listening.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Walt Disney World in Orlando, which by the way, is kind of interesting. It's about 40 square miles. Which is about the size of the city of San Francisco.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. But anyway, Disney created a Fast Pass, which is now called Fast Pass Plus. Say that three times fast.
Mm-hmm.
Including the price of your park ticket, Fast Pass Plus was designed as a way for Disney World visitors to skip the lines one ride at a time. It's moved from paper ticket kiosks outside each ride to a complex online system that you have to navigate on your own. So if you get your Fast Pass, this whole breaks down the whole thing about how to avoid in line. Of course, you can only go. Is it you can just get one Fast Pass at a time? Is that the way that works, Tom?
Well, you can. They will tell you. It's complicated.
Yeah.
But you can get multiple Fast Pass. You can get a Fast Pass for each ticket that you have for a specific ride within a certain time limit.
Good.
Eventually, they will run out of Fast Passes and you can't get them. Like I say, it's complicated. If you buy your tickets in advance and if you stay on a Disney property,
right,
you will get an opportunity to buy Fast Passes, or should I say acquire Fast Passes, no charge.
Uh-huh.
As much as a month or more before you actually go to the park.
Wow.
But that's only if you're staying in a Disney property. So if you're just, you know, it continually changes.
You were right when you started explaining this that it's complicated. And you said that twice, and we're a couple minutes into it now, and it is complicated. So at TravelGuysRadio.com, you can click on a link, the Disney Fast Pass Plus, the ultimate guide if you are headed for Disney in Orlando or probably even Disney down in Anaheim. It will be of some help.
We'd have to bring in my oldest daughter, who is a Disney Fast Pass expert.
Ah.
And she could probably explain it in layman terms.
You think so?
But in the meantime, go to the website.
TravelGuysRadio.com, Disney Fast Pass. If you're a Disney person, there's some really good information there about how to acquire and use the Fast Passes, particularly in the Florida parks. How to identify counterfeit alcohol. Remember last summer in the Dominican Republic when tourists were dropping like flies, people said, gee, maybe it's the booze. You know, maybe it's the hooch in their room that they're getting into the mini bar. Remember all that? I mean, there was quite some speculation about it. Turned out not to be correct, but people have asked, that's brought up the subject of counterfeit alcohol and how do you protect yourself against it. Smarter Travel suggests the four P's: place, price, packaging, and product. Buy your alcohol from reputable shops and bars. That seems to be common sense. Don't fall for deals that seem too good to be true. You go into some place and they've got a brand name liquor that by the bottle it usually costs $35 and this one's $15, then you should immediately be suspicious that this may not be exactly what it's supposed to be. Avoid bottles with labels that seem slightly off. Look for misspellings of brand names or peeling labels. You know, when you get an email from supposedly the company and you notice that, hey, this doesn't, the grammar isn't quite right, or this word is misspelled. Right. They would never have sent this out. So those are clues. Check the smell and the appearance of liquor before drinking it. I think those are kind of cool. Here's a thing from AAA that talks about, you know, of course, they're always telling us how many people are going to be on the road during the holidays, and it seems like all those people are always on the road that you're on. Here is the what they say will be the busiest and the least busiest, or the busiest days to travel around the holidays. Next Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd, the weekend. Thursday, the 26th, the day after Christmas, and Sunday, the 29th, are supposed to be the two biggest head-home days. So Saturday and Sunday are the head-out days, and Thursday and Sunday, the following week, the day after Christmas and the Sunday after Christmas, are the two big departure go-home days.
I'll let you know how that is on the 29th. I'm departing on the 29th.
Because that's when you're coming back. Yeah. Okay. And here's, this is kind of interesting, they say, though. Because of the fact that the holidays are falling on Wednesday this year, this is a phenomenon that only occurs when the holidays fall on Wednesday. The traffic is more spaced out. And AAA says that it is likely that the horrendous holiday traffic jams that occur, think about driving down I-5 or something like that, and sometimes the best speed you can get is 45, 50 miles an hour. AAA is saying that because of the fact that the holidays are on Wednesday, this naturally spreads out all of the traffic so that folks can get around a little bit better. So 21st, 22nd, 26th, and 29th are the days that AAA say the traffic will be the worst. So we need to give out some phone numbers now. 916-921-1530, 800-835-1530. Give us a call, and we will put you, we need your travel tip, your best travel tip here on the Travel Guys.
All right. Keep it here. We'll be back right after the news and give away some stuff on the Travel Guide. Every Sunday, 3 to 4, it's Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And it's we're in the holiday mood of giving. And Mark came in with some goodies.
Speaking of giving, I gave the wrong phone number right before the news.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, we got four calls anyway.
We did, yes. But I said 835-1530 for the 800 number. It's actually 834. 834. So 800-834. Or 916-921-1530. Looks like there might be a line open right now. What we're doing is we're going to give away prizes to everybody who has a travel tip for us of some value, and our panel of judges here are going to keep track of your travel tips, and then we have a special prize for the best travel tip at the end of the program.
Okay,
everybody with that?
I'm with it.
All right, let's hit the first line here. We got Mary from Rockland. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you, yes. I would say take a picture of your luggage that you're going to check in before you check it in.
Okay.
Okay. Kind of like the rental car thing?
Right, yes, because if it's lost, then you have a better chance of identifying it and have them identify it.
Oh, okay.
So, Mary,
and
you
can
would
also
want
to take a picture of the contents if you're concerned about what you have in there.
Got it. Okay, but both the exterior, what it looks like, and then what it is that you have in it.
Well, especially if you were carrying something of value, then you might want to be able to show that, you know, that was in the suitcase.
Right.
Yeah. Or open the suitcase and while you're still in the terminal and take another picture, and then you can compare the two pictures.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Is this something that you do, Mary?
Oh, sometimes, yes. I don't do consistently, but I'm going to improve.
Okay, so let me ask, is this something, do you rent cars? Are you a car rental person also?
Yes, we rent a lot of cars.
Okay, so do you use the same philosophy when you rent a car of you know, because sometimes they talk about taking a picture so that if the car rental company tries to come back and say you did something bad to the car, that you can prove that you didn't.
We do, especially when we're in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah. That's and just because
you have a time date on it, that you picked it up, and then you've got documentation that what the damage actually was.
Yeah, that's very true.
And what was there before you actually picked it up and started to drive it?
And one of the things that we share with people here on the Travel Guys is that, you know, they've got this new just drop off your car and we'll send you the bill kind of thing. And just beware of that, because if there's any dispute, it's a lot easier to talk about those disputes when there's somebody from the car rental company in front of you, and there's a kiosk right over there that you can walk over to and get your problem solved. But when they email it to you, and then you've got to call them on the phone, and now you're no longer on site. And so just another little thing to tap on to Mary's idea there. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Anything else you want to share?
No. The other thing I would do is take a copy of my passport and send it to my relatives in case I lose it when I travel overseas.
Okay, and also another idea you can do is put a copy of your passport in your suitcase, but some people have talked about the fact that that's not such a good idea, because if your suitcase gets lost, and it's not lost by the airlines, you've lost a copy of your passport. So that's kind of interesting. I'd never heard that before.
We put it in a file and put it in our backpack.
Ah, there you go. There are multiple travel tips from Mary. Mary, thanks for calling us. Let's go to Laura in Sacramento. She has a travel tip for us.
Hello?
Hi, Laura.
Yes, I have a couple. Don't drive at night if you're a senior because of the lighting. As you age, you get diminished vision in your eyesight, especially after 75 or even before on some people. And another thing for seniors is keep meds and a change of underwear and a toothbrush and a sweater for warmth in your carry-on bag. Another is don't wrap your gifts because security may unwrap them because of security reasons.
Now, wait. I got to slow you down just for a second here, Laura. I'm with you on the toothbrush. Did you say toothbrush? Did you say underwear, too?
A change of underwear, yes, in case you get delayed and you have to go overnight someplace and you can't take your luggage.
Laura, you're a lady after my own heart. I in my backpack, I carry an extra toothbrush and an extra pair of underwear, because I've always been it's long been my philosophy that if you get stuck someplace, if you can brush your teeth and put on clean undies, you can just about get through anything for a day or two.
And then a sweater for seniors if you're, might get cold in certain areas that you are. Sometimes the
absolutely
may not be warm.
Or just carrying some kind of wrap in your carry-on bag, because you get on some of these planes and there's like a wind tunnel down at your feet. So being able to have those, of course, if you get to fly in the forward cabin, you know, like at United Airlines, I got upgraded the other day and they had these very luxurious blankets. I mean, you could unfold them. You could barely see through them when you unfolded them. And I mean, they must have cost 30 or 40 cents a piece. A blanket probably wouldn't be the right description for it. Piece of cloth would probably be a better description. Laura, I like your tips. Thank you very much for giving us a call. You've already won one of the $50 certificates, and we will put you in the consideration for the big one here.
There you go.
Thank you. Do you need any more tips? I have a few more.
Oh, that's enough, Laura. I got some other people on the line here, so thank you. Save those, because we will play again sometime.
There you go. And stay on the line, and Luis will get your contact
So what are we doing here on the Travel Guys here? We're taking your travel tips And we're giving away $50 gift cards. Southwest, Macy's, Home Depot are our choices. And we have a $100 Olive Garden card to give away, dining card to give away to our best travel tipper.
There you go. And we got Sam coming up next. Sam, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm from Folsom. And what I like to do is put a little name tag on my keys. Not necessarily my phone number, but a friend's phone number or somebody that gives you permission to do that if you lose your keys.
Yeah, name tag on what?
On his keys.
On your keys. Okay.
Yes. And also a little card or something with your name and number on it or a friend's name and number on it in the back of your phone case. So when people find your phone, and if they open it up, they'll see your name and number and return it. I've had that done twice. Once on my keys and once on my phone.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, Sam, the folks in the Denver airport told me a few weeks ago, one of the administrators there, I was talking with him on the phone, and he says that they that they find upwards of 60 cell phones a day in the Denver airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Either turned in by the airlines or people who have just lost them in waiting areas. 60 cell phones
wow.
a day. So that's like 20,000 cell phones a year that are lost in that one airport. So I would say, yes, any tips that you that anything that you can do, let's face it, when you've lost your phone, for those of us who use our phones a lot, you've kind of lost a big piece of yourself. And so any time that you can, I lost my phone in an airport a few months ago and was in an absolute panic-stricken mode until I realized that it had fallen in between the cracks in the seat in the waiting area and was lodged behind a part of the chair that I couldn't see until I really got down on my hands and knees. So I get it completely.
Yeah.
Good idea, Sam.
And the reason I say you don't have to put your phone, if the lady doesn't want to put her number on the key, she could put her husband or friend or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody that knows her will contact her.
Kind of like some people say, don't put your address on your luggage, you know, on the tag on the outside of your luggage, because it tells somebody that you may not be home. Use the address of a relative or something. Same kind of theory that you were using with the
phone number.
There
you go. So they could break into a friend or relative's house instead. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
Thank you, Sam. Congratulations on being one of our winners. And we'll put you in consideration for the big prize here later on. Should we take one more before we go to the break here? We have a lot of people calling in. If you're wondering, we're taking your travel tips. 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530 are our phone numbers, and we're just taking as many as we can. You win a $50 gift card if you get through and get on the air, and you are eligible for a $100 dining card we'll give away at the end. Jeff in Antioch, I think, is next up here on the Travel Guys.
Hello,
Hi,
Jeff.
How are you doing?
Good. All right, buddy. How you
How
doing?
Are you?
Thanks for waiting. Appreciate
Good.
Your patience.
So, I always consider myself a pretty seasoned traveler, but this tip came from something that happened to somebody that I know just yesterday. They had booked this European vacation they were going to go. It was a college student going, and she was just so hyped to go, and she shows up at the airport with all her friends, and her passport was within 3 months of expiration. They wouldn't let her board.
No, boy, we've talked about that before.
I had no idea that that was even a thing. So I would say that's a big deal for people to be aware of.
For if your passport expires within 6 months of your departure, most countries will not allow you entry into their country. So because they're afraid that you're going to overstay your passport. So, yes, absolutely. And also, Jeff, as we've reminded people here a couple times from time to time, kids' passports are only good for 5 years. So if you got the kids a passport a ways back and you're thinking, well, gosh, mom's passport doesn't expire until 2023, but if you got the kids a passport, their passport might be expiring now. So that's something to be careful of. Got anything else for us, Jeff?
Little one, keep a small bright flashlight with you, because you can find things you're looking for with that that you might not see in ordinary light. Maybe if you'd had that with you looking for that phone, you would have found it first.
Yep.
And that's a very good point. And you and I was about to say, Jeff, well, gosh, everybody has a flashlight on their phone now. But then you killed me there at the end when you said, well, you might have been able to use it to find the phone. Because if you can't find the phone, what good does the flashlight on the phone do? Thank you, Jeff. Good tips. Appreciate your call. Let's see. Let's take a break here. We've got Robert, Lori, Ruth, and Michelle on the line, so we probably won't take any. We won't put any more of anybody else on hold. We've got four folks here. Here comes one more. We'll make that our backup. We'll take a break. We'll come back, take some more of your travel tips, give you out some Christmas presents. We are the Travel Guys on News 93.1 KFBK.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Well, actually, I'm going to be leaving home for Christmas.
I will be gone for Christmas too. Taking some.
This is a first for us. I mean, a lot of times we'll go to visit family the day after Christmas and catch them on, you know, Christmas Day. But to actually be flying on Christmas Eve, I'm quite excited because I'm going to look out the window of the plane in hopes of seeing those reindeer and that guy in the red suit go flying by.
So we're playing Travel Guys Christmas here today on the radio. We're giving away gift cards to everybody who calls us with a travel tip, and we've got a big dining card to give away at the end of this segment. So who's next, Thomas?
Okay, up next, let's see. Where were we going to start at the one?
Right on the bottom there.
Bottom. Oh, okay. All right. Robert and Lincoln, welcome to the Travel Guys with your travel tip, my friend.
Hello. Well, I would suggest to carry your necessary medications and glasses or contacts, spare pairs, in the carry-on bag, but keep your medications in the original containers. That way, you know, you're not going to get into some problems and delays.
Also, not a bad idea, Robert, is if you're traveling internationally, is to carry a list of your medications, because particularly if you're the kind of person like me, you know, you throw all the pills in one bottle and take what you're supposed to every day. But if you get someplace and somebody's looking at those medications, they won't be able to know what they are. So it might not be a bad idea to carry a list of what it is, especially then if you had a medical issue, you would be able to share that with the physicians on the other end. So, yes, that's a great idea. An excellent idea.
Yeah, I just, you know, mine are just, most people just, you know, you got your pill box or whatever, and you got pills in it, and only you know what they are. And, yeah, good tip, Robert.
Also, as far as your suitcases and stuff like that, in case the ID tag on the outside gets separated, I have it labeled on the inside what my destination is. And the date I'm going to arrive there, and then also I have below that the permanent home address and expected return date to the home address. That way it'll aid the airline as far as getting a lost bag to me at the location where I'm actually going to be at.
So what you're doing is giving them a little bit more information, so if the bag does get lost, the chances of it catching up to you are increased.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's I like that. I've never heard that before. All right. Anything else for us, Robert?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you very much for your contribution, and congratulations on winning one of the gift certificates. Thanks for listening to the Travel Guys. Let's see who's next here. Lori in Davis has been waiting for us for a long time. Lori, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you. So my tip is a travel tip, but it's basically a getting to and fro the airport tip, because we're in Davis, we travel internationally. Taking a flight from Sacramento to the airport in San Francisco is not always cost-effective or timely, and we're not fans of the vans that pick people up, and it's kind of pricey. Okay. So we found that if we rent a vehicle, pick it up, drive to the airport, we're on our own schedule, drop it off there, and have one reserved for when we land, it's actually saved us a couple of $100 on several trips that we've taken.
Wow, that is a pretty interesting idea. So what you're doing is a one-way car rental.
Correct.
San Francisco, Sacramento. Can I ask you what companies you may have used for that?
Well, it's from Davis to San Francisco. So we use Enterprise all the time.
Okay.
So we reserve an Enterprise car in Davis, because that's where we live. Pick it up, or they will drop it off to us. And then we leave in enough time to get to Sacramento. so we don't have to kill ourselves for the flight.
Right.
Drop the car off there, and then we have a reserve car for when we come back. So when a flight comes back to San Francisco, we pick up our car, mm-hmm. drive home, and generally drop the car off the next morning.
That's interesting. Now, does Enterprise charge you a one-way price, or do they common rate Davis, Sacramento, and San Francisco?
It depends. It's still, with the taxes and everything, it's still a little more expensive, like typically dropping off or picking up in an airport. But it's still, the one-way rate for two people is generally $79 to $100, mm-hmm. where the airport wanted $140 a person.
Okay. So Lori is saying that especially if you're traveling as a more than a onesie,
mm-hmm.
Because the per-person rate to take a van to San Francisco Airport or something would be expensive, that her idea is a one-way rental car, and she rents it from Enterprise right in her local community in Davis. So that makes it reasonably convenient for her. And actually, and am I getting this right, Lori? This is actually cheaper for you.
Oh, it's much cheaper for two people.
Wow.
And now, we're on our own schedule.
Yeah, now, Lori, you indicated you rent in Davis. Do you rent and drive a car rental to the Sacramento airport as well as from San Francisco?
No, generally, Sacramento. If we fly out of Sacramento, we'll mm-hmm. just take Lyft or somebody will drop us off.
Got it. Mainly Davis to San Francisco.
Yes, basically. So
yes.
That's when we do the car rental.
Mm-hmm.
And one more little tip there, Lori. Don't call Super Shuttle after the first of the year.
Oh, no, we know. Yes, I did hear that earlier. And my other little tip is we got caught recently. We went on a trip to Spain and Portugal. First time it's happened where we didn't have an international electrical adapter because they're on I think it's 220 volts there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to Europe, it's always feasable to pack an adapter.
There you go. Thank you, Lori, for all of those
wonderful travel tips.
You. Congratulations on winning a gift certificate. Let's see here. Let's see if we can get a few more. Let's see. Ruth in Antelope is next on the Travel Guys. Welcome, Ruth. What's your travel tip for us?
When I get to a hotel, I always get a business card from the hotel so that if I need to get back to the hotel, like one time the bus didn't go because it broke down, I could have just taken a cab if I had the address of the hotel. So in another location, you especially a foreign country, get a business card from the hotel so you have the address and you can get back there if you get lost.
Oh, I like that. That's a good idea. Also, like, for example, in a big city like New York City, I'm going to such and such a restaurant is fine, but knowing the address of the restaurant is way more important than knowing the name of the restaurant. So that's an excellent taxi cab travel tip. Thank you, Ruth. You have won one of our gift certificates. Let's get one more here. Michelle in Elk Grove, can you give us a travel tip in a minute?
I can give you three in a minute. So
okay.
My first one is to bring a power strip on a cruise ship because there's never enough plugs. You can have all your cell phones being charged at the same time.
Power strip.
Travel tip number two is book a hotel in San Francisco by the airport. That includes free parking. Typically, you can get a hotel room for $129. Go the night before, leave your car there for the week or two that you're in Europe, and it covers your cost of your parking. And travel tip number three, look on Groupon for where you're going and pick up some really cool restaurants and outdoor activities at way below the prices. We went kayaking, snorkeling, everything in Hawaii through Groupon, and it was super cheap for our full family.
Wow, that is excellent. That is excellent. You saved a lot of money, it sounds like.
Tons.
So we went for Groupon for your destination, and were able mm-hmm. to find some things that offered you some savings. That's excellent. Thank you very much. Thanks for your patience, too, Michelle. All right. So, Thomas.
Yes.
My goodness. We have... Well, yeah, but we're not going to get any more. We've only got 1 minute here, Luis, to go. Let's go into the control room here and ask one of our judges, see what he thinks is our best travel tip here. While Mr. Romano, you're kind of tabulating your thing over there and trying to figure out who you think was the best. Luis, what do you got?
You know, I really like Jeff from Antioch and his tip on finding your phone with the flashlight. There's so often you just depend on having your phone, and then when you don't find it, you don't have it, you don't know what to do.
So if you don't have your phone, so you need a, Jeff's tip of having a little travel flashlight you thought was the best tip.
I like that.
Okay, so what did you like, Thomas? Who did you put on the top here?
You know, I have to say that Laura from Davis, in regards to her tricky way to save some time, save some money and convenience by going using a car rental to get to Davis.
All right, I agree with you. Let's give the Olive Garden card to Lori from Davis, and let's thank all of our listeners for all of the travel tips. Sorry to the folks we couldn't get to on the line. We will see you here next Sunday with our pre-Christmas show on The Travel Guys.
Stay well, my friends.
Dance like nobody's watching.